this war grow every single minute. And that is, in addition to the humanitarian, to the all the humanitarian concerns that and the experts that you had on the show before me, the legal concerns, in addition to that, that also brings us further away from being able to implement the kinds of policies that we need to implement the day after the war.
Professor Ben-Akhti, you've also, like many, of course, expressed concern about the well-being of the hostages who are in Gaza still, about 240 of them. If you could talk about how you think a ceasefire might make it possible for their safe return. I mean, it was just reported that Israel and Hamas appear close to an agreement whereby 50 women and children, Israeli civilians, would be released in return for 50 Palestinian women and children prisoners being freed. So if you could talk about the impact a ceasefire may have on the release of the Israeli civilian hostages in Gaza.
Right. So in Jewish tradition, we have a tradition that is called Pidyon Shvuim, which means that the release of the hostages comes first and at all costs. And that is to save lives. The bombing of Gaza, those hostages are in Gaza. When Gaza is being bombed, when we don't know where those hostages are, it puts them in danger too. There's going to be a day there's come a judgment for Hamas and for those who have inflicted the horrible violence on Israel on October 7th. But right now, the focus has to be the release of those hostages. And the bombing that is clearly not very specifically targeted and is putting those hostages in harm's way is only exacerbating the situation and and not just myself, but including the Rhode Islanders who signed this letter. I've also joined hundreds of political scientists who signed a letter to demand immediate ceasefire for some of those same strategic reasons, humanitarian reasons, and also for the what is for me in the front of my mind, the release of the hostages. We buried today a peace activist who was murdered on October 7th, who had spent decades in activism trying to help to bring a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and continuing that tradition. There's Israelis who are continuing that tradition. There's Israelis in Israel now and abroad. There's organizations, both Palestinian and Jewish organizations, that are working towards that solution to find a peaceful solution and to bring the hostages back. We have to have those negotiations, and if the negotiations have to happen with the group, with the terrorist group that is holding those hostages, there's no other way. There's no other solution for this. Get the hostages out. This is what the hostages are demanding, and then we can continue the political work of rehabilitating Gaza, removing Hamas from power, and finding a political solution, which is really the only way that the roughly 7 million Jews and 7 million Palestinians who live between the river and the sea will ever be able to find peace.
Professor Ben-Akhti, we just have 30 seconds, but as the niece of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have the two senators from Rhode Island spoken to you, Jack Reed and Sheldon Whitehouse, or Seth Magaziner and Gabe Amo, the Congress members?
As Rhode Islanders, we speak to our delegation all the time. Our group that signed this letter and that sent them this letter spoke to our delegation. We're in contact all the time. We have various connections in our small state. And I think that we have a listening ear to all the different voices that are part.
We have to leave it there. We thank you so much, Providence College political science professor Ruth Ben-Akhti, the daughter of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Amy Goodman, Nirmi Sheikh.
counterfeit products, think again. You're smart, buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Everybody ready?
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located. I am Mando Richard, and I've got a great couple of hours of music here for you. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family, like we usually do. We'll close down on the gospel side, and in between, we've got a lot of great music that I know you will enjoy. Let's just go ahead and get things started, shall we? Silly me, I couldn't remember what I had up first. This is going to be Tom T. Hall starting off a set about beer.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
If you feel my shot, you got no one shot to move. If you feel my shot, you got no one shot to move. Shout the beer.
found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey everybody, this is Ned Liberecki with the Becky Buller Band, and whiskey before breakfast, usually not such a good idea, unless you're doing it with Mando Richard. Thanks for listening.
We saved our money and vacation days to spend a week in this happy place. Blue skies and Jamaican sand, dancing to the music of a reggae band. The sun is setting and the night is young, waiting for lovers to kiss. I've got a song on the tip of my tongue, and it goes something like this. I wish you were beer. I wish you were beer. You so close to me, I'd be happier here. But let's face the truth, I'm sick of me being sick of you. To be perfectly clear, I wish you were beer. This big cabana's gotten way too small. We fill it up with no talk at all. Outside, people are having fun, dancing to the music in the midday sun. But your double barrel eyes are aimed at me. If looks could kill, I'd be dead. I know the words to the melody that's burning in your head. I wish you were beer. I wish you were beer. I would hold you so close to me, I'd be happier here. But let's face the truth, I'm sick of me being sick of you. To be perfectly clear, I wish you were beer. It takes two to tango, but we're not dancing. 'Cause you just laugh and say no, so I'm not asking. I wish you were beer. You were beer. I would hold you so close to me, I'd be happier here. But let's face the truth, I'm sick of me being sick of you. To be perfectly clear, I wish you were beer. No, I'm being sincere.
Her, but I do. She never cried her on my shoulder. If she was hurting, I never knew. I never saw her leave and come until the goodbye part was through. Now the pages turn and the lessons learned, the blind man sees. It don't happen till it does.
hits you till it lays you flat. You don't hear the lonely train till you're tied up on the track. You don't want the way it is till you're wishing for the way it was. That's how a heartache finds a fool. It don't happen till it does. She always wanted me to want her, now I will. She always needed me to come home, now I know how that feels. These days I'm seeing things in ways it only missing her reveals. Yeah, what's wrong is wrong, and what's gone is gone, and it's gone for good. It don't happen till it does. It don't hit you till it lays you flat. You don't hear the lonely train till you're tied up on the track.
Well, it's banjo playing time on the program, and here's Alan Shelton now in the Beer Barrel Polka.
Of course, you're listening to Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys doing the Beer Barrel Polka, featuring Alan Shelton on banjo, and that'll conclude our Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program, depending on where you are. Back at the beginning of the set, Tom T. Hall sang his classic I Like Beer from back in about 1975. Then from back in around 1950, Marilyn Scott sang Beer Bottle Boogie. Then after the PSA, Kevin Fisher sang a heartbroken song, I Wish You Were Beer. And then Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen from their 2015 record, Hold My Beer, Volume 1. Give us Till It Does. Coming up next is going to be a great new song.
Thank you very much for some fine banjo playing by Alan Shelton there in the Beer Barrel Polka.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. Yes, coming up next, as I started to say, is a great new song by Carly Arrowwood that pays tribute to her Cherokee roots. It's called Moon Dancer.
Tonight the moon is dancing on a blanket of snow, riding on a cold mountain breeze. There's a whisper on the wind that tells a story of a girl Cherokee. She set out for adventure, chasing thunder on the ground, a rhythm like a heartbeat in the snow, wandering deeper in the night, so amazed at what she'd find. A bear of satin white, all the gold she called Moon Dancer. Moon Dancer. Moon Dancer, won't you come home with me? Take her for her own. Moonlight glimmered in her eye, and the filly reared into the night. And with a rush of winter wind, she was gone. And she cried, Moon Dancer, Moon Dancer, Moon Dancer, please come back to me. Silky silver moon, her longing echoes on the breeze, but it never finds relief. Just a kindred spirit, better left untamed. She sings, Moon Dancer.
hearts and wives. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today, for dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away. For I never could live without you.
And this voice inside my head grew louder. Pants is overrated, pants is overrated, pants is overrated, yes, yes. Pants is overrated, pants is overrated, pants is overrated, yes, 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 yes. I'd have never made it out that window.
Out the window.
I'd have even put just one leg in the room. And I gladly lost my favorite pants.
Pants is overrated, pants is overrated, pants is overrated. Yes, yes, pants is overrated, pants is overrated, pants is overrated. Yes, 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 yes,
across the pond. They hail from Scotland and the
Orange. Hey, 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 hey.
Sheep make wool for socks and shirts, and grown men run around in skirts.
Pants is overrated, pants is overrated, pants is overrated. Yes, yes.
Lord Jesus knew just what to wear.
Oh, yes, he did, yes, he did.
Oh, to live a life in desert air.
Mm-hmm.
He walked the earth in poor man's shoes and sang this night the attitude.
Pants is overrated, pants is overrated, pants is overrated. Yes, yes, pants is overrated.
Sit here in my jeans. Well, I think about what this all means. come into this world without a stitch on boy or girl.
Pants is overrated, pants is overrated, pants is overrated, yes, yes. Pants is overrated, pants is overrated, pants is overrated, yes, yes.
helps if I turn the microphone on while you listen to James Bryan on the fiddle and Carl Jones on the guitar. And from their old record, Two Pictures, they're playing the medley Kicking Up the Devil on a Holiday and Dr. Heacock's Jig. Anyway, while you listen to that, I'll tell you about what's been going on around here lately on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located. Back at the beginning of the set, we heard that new single from Carly Arrowood called Moon Dancer, in which she pays tribute to her Cherokee roots. She's a young lady from Western North Carolina. Then we went up to the wilds of Vermont for Bob and Sarah Amason from their new record, Ever Onward. You heard that classic old song, Dream of a Miner's Child. Then from Lyle Lovett's, I think it's 2022 record, 12th of June, you heard A Loud Thing. Pants is Overrated. Yeah, brother. And then a new record from Kevin Dooley and his group band, Oh Gypsies. And you heard Brother Wind, that I think he wrote in Mount Vernon, Iowa. And now we're going to go to a record that Mr. Sun put out last year called Extrovert. That's Grant Gordy. Grant Gordy on the guitar, Dell Anger on the fiddle, Joe K. Walsh on the mandolin, and Aidan O'Donnell on the bass. And they're going to do a song that people my age think of it with, immediately think of Ry Cooder. Indeed, on this, he's the one that wrote this version. So here comes Mr. Sun, and tamp him up solid.
Tamp 'em up solid, so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, pretty sure they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, pretty sure they won't come down. Maybe when you marry, you railroad man, every day you'll be payday, dollar bill in your hand. Baby in your hand, in your hand, baby in your hand, in your hand. About the money we ain't ever had. So tamp 'em up solid, so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, buddy, so they won't come down. Captain called the water boy laughed. Captain fired the water boy, he said, yeah, yeah, yeah. So tamp so they won't come down. Tap them up solid, but so they won't come down. And you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. So they won't come down.
Cooking in my kitchen, who's been sneaking in my door? Cooking in my kitchen, who's been sneaking out my door? Cinnamon and spices to my mixing bowl. And when I'm not in my kitchen, he can cook for himself. He won't need assistance from anybody else, 'cause I'll be cooking in my kitchen. No more sneaking in my kitchen.
Don't talk to my brain. You don't. They'll flutter around like birds. Don't know what it is. It's been there since I was a kid. Oh, don't listen to my words. Like falling underwater, forgot to come back up for air. I tried to breathe.
loving friend tried to make a change, but she didn't want to know. Slightest bit made her feel strange, and she was afraid that it might show. She's got steel head blues, she's got lead in her shoes. She's been living in the past, just praying it's gonna last. She's got steel head blues, steel head. Uncle Jim is an oil man, he knows how the country cooks. Life to him is his oil can. His only child. He's got the steel head blues. He's got lead in his shoes. He's been living in the past, just praying it's gonna last. He's got the steel head blues. Got the steel head But you should know by now. I can't believe that nobody told you. Ooh. That it can't last. That it can't last. It can't last.
You're scared of getting stuck, scared to be alone. You're scared of your own history, and now you're scared of all my songs. But there's a beating in your chest, just like the one in mine. And I remember you smiling, I remember all the time. Oh, we'll still grow, not side by side, but on our own. I cannot say I trust you, and I don't wanna be your friend, but I think I see goodness again. Your love is unsurpassed. It burns bright and it burns fast. It's not the kind of love you can count on, but it's stunning while it lasts. You're driven by the impulse. It never lets you rest. And then I see you good.
favorite flowers bloomed. You stepped out of the car for the rabbit in the road. You couldn't bear to watch him suffer, lying mangled in the snow with your hand.
Listen to a track from Adam Hertz's record Back to the Earth, which came out in 2020. It's on the Ubiquitone label, and it features him on the Gourd Banjo. And what you're listening to here is a medley of two tunes, Lily of the Valley and Rocking in the Weary Land. It's an old Luther Davis medley, and Lily of the Valley is an old Luther Davis song, and then Rockin' in the Weary Land, the second sin, the medley is from Paul Brown. And along with Adam Hurt, you have Beth Hartness on the guitar and David McLaughlin. What's he playing? Probably mandolin. Oh, he's also on guitar, and Marshall Wilborn on the bass. Anyway, while you're listening to that, let me tell you about what's been going all around. Listen to my mouth all tongue-tied. While you are listening to Adam Hurt, let me tell you what's been going on around here lately on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you're located. Back at the beginning of the set, we heard from Mr. Sun, and from their 2022 record Extrovert, you heard him do Tamp 'Em Up Solid. Then Donna Harula from her, I think it's a 2021 record. Yeah, 2021 record. Bang at the Door, you heard that double entendre song, Who's Been Cooking in My Kitchen? I know Maggie from Michigan likes that one. Then we played a track that I know Sally from the South Side will like. Amelia Presley, and from her new EP, Coyote Howl, you heard Pinecone, which I think is the most complex song on that record. Then we heard from Christopher Jones. Yes, the same guy that I refer to as Christopher Mark Jones. From his 1977 release, No More Range to Roam, you heard The Steelhead Blues. And then the last thing on the set was from Rachel Kilgore, and the title track to her 2017 record, Rabbit in the Road. And she told me, yes, that was my breakup record. Well, it's just about time for the mid-show station break. You all stick around. We got more great music coming your way. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Has Freddie Mercury been dead long enough that his music counts as folk music? Well, I don't know, but Queen Esther's version of Bohemian Rhapsody, I just love. I think it's hilarious. Here we go. This is what's going to start the second part of the program. Buckle up.
Is this the in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me. Mama killed a man, put a gun against his head. Hold my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just
tomorrow. Carry on, carry on, 'cause nothing really matters. Time has come. Send shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time.